Republican Congressman Jim Leach is in his home state of Iowa this month asking constituents about their opinions on Iraq. He's been holding a series of town meetings in his district. As a member of the House International Relations Committee, he'll be conveying those views to the committee when it holds hearings on Iraq next month. We reached Representative Leach in Iowa City, where he's told us he's hearing a wide range of views about U.S. military intervention, but also said that a thread of opinion is emerging.
The consensus, to the degree there is a consensus emerging, is one of great caution. Yesterday, for example, I would have received a petition from some 500 Iowans expressing doubts about engagement. People in Iowa have very grave doubts about the case for intervention today.
So great caution. So what kind of questions are they asking you in light of that?
Questions relate to what are the consequences of involvement. There is an assumption that perhaps we can topple Saddam Hussein rather readily, but what follows? And then what follows in terms of reactions in the rest of the Muslim world and in terms of Iraq itself? Is a follow-on regime worse? Does Iraq find its traditional enemies like Syria and Iran come to its defense? Does it have weapons of mass destruction, which we consider a central issue, developed to such a point that it may actually lash out at countries like Israel or the United States itself? And what are the risks? And particularly, what are the risks of biological attacks, which is basically a new phenomenon in human affairs? And most people assume that if Saddam Hussein is cornered, he certainly will not be shy about using whatever weapons he may possess.
So those are some of the questions they're asking you. What questions will you be asking next month when the International Relations Committee holds hearings on Iraq? What do you most want answered?
Well, the common assumption that all Americans, I think, can more or less agree upon is that Saddam Hussein is a very destabilizing in character, and maybe even in the president's terms, has elements of evil to his composition. On the other hand, is one better off attacking him, or is one better off ignoring and in effect encircling him, and which is a better technique? Beyond that, from a congressional perspective, very deeply rooted constitutional issues that relate to what is the role of Congress in the making of war. The Constitution is fairly precise about only Congress can declare war.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice said in a BBC interview this past week that there is a moral case for regime change. And she added that we do not have the luxury of doing nothing. That's her quote. Is there a moral case to go to war?
Well, various questions that have to be asked. There are moral issues at stake. There are also moral issues that involve the right way of approaching international law. In the United States of America, in old-fashioned terms, has to be cautious about being policeman for the world. It also has to be cautious about playing God. And to assume that we are the only party of strong moral judgment is not an assumption that the rest of the world takes kindly to.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Republican Congressman Jim Leach, speaking to us from Iowa City, Iowa.